Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Winter is coming. Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with the new set of tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Yokohama tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will be shipped fast and free to you or to one of over 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be.
Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only, must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Thanks for listening to the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
It is the Odd Couple. I am Chris. He is Rob. We are live from the TireRack.com studios. TireRack.com will help you get there. They've got an unmatched selection, fast free shipping, free road hazard protection, and more than 10,000 recommended installers. TireRack.com is the way tire buying should be. And this right here is the way Sports Talk Radio should be. Antonio Daniels, the NBA champion, will join us at the bottom of the hour. So you want to keep it locked right here for that and so much more. Rob, let's stick with the NBA, which we've been talking about, obviously, most of the show. And Adam Silver, the commissioner, was on the Dan Patrick show this morning. And Dan Patrick asked him about this report, I guess, if you want to call it that. From the Breakfast Club, hip-hop morning show, that Ja Morant's camp is saying that the gun that he was, you know, had on IG was fake. Here's what Adam Silver had to say.
Is the Ja Morant investigation over? We're just waiting for the finals to be over to announce the decision?
The latter. We are waiting for the finals to be over. I'm aware, of course, of these reports on social media about, you know, whether the gun was in fact a gun. And so we haven't completely wrapped it up.
Does that matter, Commissioner, if that's a toy gun?
You know, it's interesting. It's the very issue is for Ja, certainly in the first incident, was treating a gun as a toy. I mean, that's what we're talking about. And that's what I think the danger is to society, taking a gun, live streaming it, you know, this is without getting into gun issues in terms of the propriety of owning guns and the use of guns. I think everyone agrees that gun safety is critically important and that guns aren't toys. So it's something that I'm thinking a lot about because, again, I'm not going to get into the specifics of the investigation. But in fact, if you are live streaming something that to the world looks exactly like a gun and in a frankly reckless manner, should it matter?
He didn't really definitively answer, I don't think, what he would do. Would it matter if the gun was fake? I don't think it was. Like I said, there was a report from Claudia Jordan, a reality TV star who's on The Breakfast Club, saying that somebody in Ja's camp or people from his camp, whatever that means, right? We don't know how close they are to Ja. Are they still in good standing with Ja? Because the reports are that he stopped following his best friend, Devontae Pack, on social media. So who knows what all that means. But she said that they're saying it was fake. I don't believe it. I don't think you believe it.
Not for one minute.
Right.
Because his reaction, Chris, of what transpired, if it was, would have been totally different.
Right.
And that, and
he
that,
apologized.
That's,
and
what,
he
what didn't are you, mention what are you, that what are you apologizing for?
Right.
I mean, come
Absolutely.
On. That's why that whole thing doesn't make any sense to me. That's just
No, I agree. I mean, I guess is it a possibility? I guess. But I don't believe it for a minute. But if, as Adam Silver entertained the question, if it indeed is a toy, then I'm sorry, Rob. It is stupid what he did. It is ridiculous what he did, knowing what he had just, you know, done a few months earlier, knowing that his Nike contract might be on the line, knowing that his, you know, NBA, he could get suspended for a healthy number of games and lose all that money because it's suspension without pay, knowing his image was at stake. It would be stupid as all get out. But if that indeed is a toy that any little 10-year-old boy might play with, then I'm sorry. You can't suspend him. You cannot. I'm sorry. How much control is the NBA supposed to have over you if you can't play with a toy? So, again, I don't think this would even come into play because I don't think it was a toy.
I totally disagree with you. I totally disagree.
A toy?
Yeah, I totally disagree given what had already transpired. And it's about, you know, what Adam Silver talked about displaying it, acting, and people watching don't know it's a toy. And then the whole premise of, he already went through this with a gun. Why would you do that? That shows terrible judgment.
Agreed.
Just terrible judgment. And I think you need to make it clear to him that this is not what we want for the image of the NBA, be it a toy or a real gun or whatever it is, that our players are out brandishing guns in public. So
I don't think
I'm not saying that it would be all right, Chris, I disagree. I just think that given this is not like he was at a birthday party with 4-year-olds and had a gun and somebody took a picture and that was it. He's in a car with his friends, like showing it. I don't believe it was a toy.
Well,
and B, his intent is not that he was playing. That's what I'm. What is
he
the intent
wasn't playing?
Of that?
What no. was his intent?
His intent
he
to show
like
he was playing. Well, he was a thug or thugged out or whatever. Look at me, I got a gun. Look at me, I'm the man. I'm just saying, if I'm the league, and remember, this is not about the law of the land, Chris. By that
but
definition, you're right.
I didn't even bring up the law of the land.
No, I'm just saying,
actually, you can. It depends on the state. It depends on the context. You can be arrested in some places.
If you pull out a toy gun on a cop,
like it's a real gun.
Right. You rob a store. You rob a store with a toy gun, you know.
Rob, but what if, I mean, Jay-Z was an owner of a team at one point. He rapped about things like that. He rapped about how he used to sell drugs to people. I mean, how you going to, the ownership, we talked about this with the NFL. Owners are supposed to be held to a higher standard than players.
They took away an owner's team for saying don't bring black people to the games. Chris.
Well, I don't that's not that, even got anything to do with this.
No,
I'm
but I'm talking about
one,
no, but I'm
owner,
giving you I'm
we,
giving you
we're
a
talking about guns.
Wait a minute, but I'm telling you about you're
why
talking
you switch,
about
answer the Jay-Z issue.
I don't know
you
why he
rap, an owner can rap about, you know, violence like that.
Yes, because
selling
that's
drugs,
yes, yes.
But a player can't?
Yes, because the difference.
Why?
I'm going to give you the difference. I thought David Stern was wrong when he did to Allen Iverson. That's a creative license when you're doing music
well,
and you're doing movies.
Opinion.
That is my opinion.
Yeah, a lot
what
of
else
people
am I
don't
giving
believe.
You?
A lot
I'm
of
giving
people
you somebody
don't
else's opinion
in that creative license
well,
that you're talking
I,
well, about.
Well, I do. I believe in that when it comes to.
Well, you're not consistent then.
What
you
do you
think
mean?
It's all right with quote unquote art, but it's not all right. He's not. It's, again, we don't believe it was a fake gun. We're speaking hypothetically. I'm just saying, if he's playing with a toy, I'm sorry. He could sue the NBA, and I bet you he would win.
He would not.
You're going to cost him millions of dollars.
He could not win.
Really? Why not?
Because he signed a CBA.
To say I can't play with toys?
Which gives the commissioner and the governing body a right to put out a verdict on his behavior. That's what you sign up for, Chris. You can't
That's fine.
That's a part of the CBA.
If your behavior is heinous, playing with a toy is not heinous. It's not.
I bet you the Players Association
would even defend him.
Well, that's their job. They defend everybody.
They're not defending him if it was a real gun. I mean, to a certain degree, you know what I mean? But they agree he should be punished if it's a real gun.
If it's a real gun and the commissioner...
He should be punished, and commissioner, that's what they're saying.
And the commissioner gives him a half a season or three quarters of a season, the union's going to jump in and say, that's too harsh. So they will defend him.
I think the Players Association has something to, you know, has been... kept abreast of what's going on with the league and what this verdict may be or this, you know, this punishment or whatever.
Well, Silver says he knows the verdict is already in. So
yeah, but then he said when he was, you know, then he said, well, when Patrick brought up the fake gun, he said, yeah, that's something I'm thinking a lot about. And I'm, you know, like it seemed a tad bit vague at that point. Is Rob G saying something?
I
thought he was saying something.
Yeah, no. The only thing, Chris, is his actions to start just don't lend me to that. Like I get it. Somebody in his camp, they put that in there to bloody the water to get people to go,
it wasn't even
a real gun. I mean, what are they doing? Like that's exactly what it is. There's no way in the world I would issue an apology or gone the stuff that Ja went through when it first came out, if that was really a toy. That would have been your first response.
I agree with you 100%. In that apology, and I read it yesterday on the air on First Things First, and he obviously mentioned nothing about a toy gun.
Come on, right.
That would be first and foremost. So I'm totally with you on that. We're just speaking hypothetically. And it would still be stupid, and it actually, Rob, would make you – I mean, we're already questioning where he's at mentally, right? But if it's a toy gun and you understand the situation that you were in – it will really make you question where this guy's head is at. Like, is something really wrong with him? That said, I don't think it'd be worthy of a suspension if it's a toy.
All right, let's get some people in. Let's get
any kid could be playing.
I would love to hear where people are in this. Because Chris, let's just get a couple extra callers in with the time. Me and you both gave our passionate sides. I'd love to hear what people think.
877-99 on Fox, 877-996-6369. Your turn to weigh in. If indeed, and again, neither Rob nor I believe that Ja Morant's gun was a toy, but if indeed it is proven to be a toy, do you think he still should be suspended? Your turn to weigh in with Chris and Rob, The Odd Couple, Fox Sports Radio.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, it's me, Rob Parker. Check out my weekly MLB podcast, Inside the Parker, for 22 minutes of piping hot baseball talk featuring the biggest names and newsmakers in the sport. Whether you believe in analytics or the eye test, we've got all the bases covered. New episodes drop every Thursday, so do yourself a favor and listen to Inside the Parker with Rob Parker on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying, flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini-games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go, so get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on!
All right, it is the Odd Couple live from the TireRack.com studios. We're brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Progressive makes bundling easy and affordable. Get a multi-policy discount by combining your motorcycle, RV, boat, ATV, and more. All your protection in one place. Bundle and save at Progressive.com. 877-99 on Fox. We will preface this by saying neither Rob nor myself believes Ja Morant was brandishing a fake gun, a toy, on that IG Live. But if it were fake, should he be suspended? Your thoughts.
And real quick, Chris, if you just played Fat Albert, the theme song, what it would be called today, that show would be called Way Challenged Albert. And
the well, I was going, could you even have, I mean, no, you probably couldn't today. Even have that show today.
Yeah, still Beautiful Albert anyway, even if he has stretch marks.
Right.
Like, you know what, Chris? There would be no show called Fat Albert today. I'm serious.
Yeah.
Think about that. All right.
Well, there's Fat Joe. No, but I guess he named himself.
But I'm talking about a show about a kid. Nah, yeah, no Fat Albert. All right, here we go. Let's go with Marcus in Birmingham, Alabama. I'm coming this summer. Marcus, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
Hello, gentlemen. I'm in total agreement with Mr. Parker here. Mr. Broussard, by your logic, previous punished behavior means nothing. I mean, after all this is over and he's just say he's innocent, I mean, he could do it again and just say, hey, it's a fake gun. He can do it forever and forever.
Well, if it is a fake gun, it's different from what he did the first time. First time was a real gun.
I understand.
I mean, we assume.
He can just say that.
We agree. I mean, it has to be. And again, the question is, how do you prove it, too?
That's my point.
But we agree that if it.
So he'll say forever and ever.
But you're arguing something different.
I'm just giving.
Hold on. You're on my show. Let me talk if I want to talk. If I'm saying if it is a fake gun, not if he says it's a fake gun, because I agree. You'll be able to prove it's a fake gun. So, I mean, if you want to, let's say it's proven it's a fake gun. You still the same place?
Okay, but I still wouldn't do it. I say, hey, you should learn from your previous mistakes, if you got in trouble for that the first time, you should not emulate that the second, third, fourth, or fifth time. Anybody, not just him. I mean, if you make a mistake, don't emulate doing it again.
Okay, Marcus.
I love you guys' show, man.
Thank you, buddy. We appreciate you. Let's go to Frank in Sarasota, Florida. I'm sorry. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Frank?
Chris, you really believe this man should not be suspended if it was a fake gun?
Yeah.
If it was proven to be a fake gun?
I just spent 5 minutes saying that.
Chris, dude, oh my God, listen, he should be suspended more if it was a fake gun. Because we just went through this. With the gun.
No, you didn't
no
just go through this. It was a real gun the first time.
Yeah, it doesn't. What are the kids?
It doesn't matter.
Kids don't know that. The kids watching his IG don't know that.
Hold on, okay. Are the kids watching his IG listening to rap music? Where you think Ja even got? Hold on. Where you think Ja even got the idea that he wants to be a super gangster from hip hop music that's played in NBA arenas? So now you just gonna zero in on him?
Listen, Chris, the rap hip hop doesn't have a governing body like the NBA.
Thank you that you sign up for.
You don't sign up to say I won't play with toys.
That's what you don't sign.
You don't sign up to say I won't play with toys.
But what you're not being honest with is
accuse me of not being honest.
I'm talking about when you sign a CBA and you sign up to play in this league, they get to dictate what you can and can't do. They do. They do, whether you like it or not.
What if they're wrong? What if they don't like your hairstyle? Black people have had to deal with that in the past, too.
David Stern made them stop wearing clothes that black people felt comfortable in because he said he wanted them to wear suits and look like millionaires.
Well,
remember that?
If the players had stood up and said, we ain't doing it, what would he have done?
They did it is my point.
Yeah, they did it. That's fine. But I'm saying if they really had pressed the issue, they wouldn't have to do it. And now they don't. They wearing whatever the heck they want again.
Here you go. Ralph in Queens. You're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Ralph?
Hey, how you doing, Odd Couple? You have a great show.
Thank you, buddy. Thank you. Where are you in Queens? You know that's a big place. Come on, give us a town.
Yeah, Forest Hills.
Okay, great.
Queens Boulevard.
You know that. That's why I worked at the Queens Center Mall. Go ahead.
Yeah, listen, guys.
Go ahead.
Did he click himself off?
What a way to get us on our edge of the seat there.
Oh,
he's
man.
Like, listen, guys. Yeah,
Ralph, you click yourself off.
All right, go ahead. Move on.
Anthony in Houston, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio.
What's up, fellas? Before I start, man, what an awesome show, bro. And I just have to say, man, I appreciate both of you guys' careers. Bring a lot to the table. So I thank you guys for that.
Thank you.
Chris, come on, bro. Yo, I'll tell you something. I love you, bro, but what are we talking about? Chris, let me ask you this question. If you rob a bank with a fake gun, is it still a robbery?
Yes,
he didn't rob a bank. He was in a car.
But you making it. But you
it's
different.
You know, those are two. Those are inequivalents. Yo,
no,
of course,
not.
If he goes.
No,
yeah, they are. If he goes in and commits a crime with a fake gun, that's a lot different than riding in a car with one.
He broke a rule. He broke a rule, though, Chris. So it's still a fake gun.
The rule isn't fake guns. The rule is real guns.
Prove that it's not a fake gun. Prove that it's not.
Well, no, that's a whole different story. That's a whole different argument. That's a whole different argument.
If it was a toy gun, Chris, you know what he should have done? He should have been on a toy horse, a rocking horse, with a cowboy hat on, singing yee-haw, and I'll hang up and listen.
Well, Rob, we're saying we don't believe it's fake, but we're saying we're acting as if it is, and they could prove it was fake. People keep arguing. We don't believe it was fake. We're just saying if it is.
Grant in Tennessee, you're on the Odd Couple Fox Sports Radio. What up, Grant?
Hey, man, great show, guys. I listen to you every night.
Thank you, Grant.
Thank you, brother.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
You.
We do.
And Chris, you way off base on this, buddy. Let's say it is a fake gun. How do we know? He's telling us.
No, we're right. We don't know. That's for sure.
But if let's say you get robbed with a fake gun, you're going to react. If somebody sticks a fake gun in your face, you're going to react.
Of course, he didn't do any of that. He didn't do any of that.
But the only way we're going to know it's a fake is he tells us. Apparently, we can't tell the difference.
What if he was at his house playing with a fake gun and his friend put him on Instagram Live against his knowledge? We would have the same reaction, like, oh, here's Ja playing with guns again.
You're right.
I mean, that's the same thing.
You're exactly right because of the circumstances. But what if somebody pointed one in your face and told them, give your wallet? You couldn't tell the difference. I mean, yeah.
You guys are taking it to a higher. Of course.
Thanks,
if
Grant,
he went
call.
Out and robbed, committed a crime, that's a whole different story. Fake gun or not, yes, you could be arrested.
We said
that during the discussion.
That was a whitewash there. That was 6-0.
Oh, that's fine. Everybody can be wrong.
No, that's all right.
I stand on my spot,
I'm
baby.
Just saying. You can stand on your spot, and you know what? And everybody else can be
I differ
right.
with a lot of people.
That's fine.
On a lot of issues. And
that's
ain't backing up on nothing.
That's fine. And you know what? Sometimes you have to admit when you're wrong. And in this
I'm
case,
not wrong.
You're wrong.
And you never admit you're wrong.
Yes, I have admitted
you ain't
I'm
even
wrong.
Admitting you're wrong on Tom Brady.
Where is it?
Don't get on your high horse.
And
all right,
and we got
Antonio Daniels,
and I'm brandishing my fake gun in the radio studio. Where's Scott Shapiro? Look.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
All right, thank you, Nick. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. Our next guest has theme music, NBA champion, New Orleans Pelicans TV analyst, Fox Sports Radio NBA analyst, our man, Antonio Daniels. What's up, brother?
What a great guy. What up?
Fellas, what's going on? How are you guys?
Man, we're doing great, man.
Look, before we get into the NBA Finals, Rob and I just had a discussion. I was saying if Ja Morant, now we both believe his gun was real. We don't believe
for sure.
Little report,
agreed.
Whatever that was.
They just threw that out there to try to muddy the water. I mean,
but I'm saying if it were indeed a toy, I don't think he should be suspended.
And I think he should be suspended because of what happened. The league already told him about, you know, the first incident, and then to come back and do that on camera for people with the image of the NBA, I just think he would still be suspended. Where are you?
Okay, so here's my question: How would they know if it is or isn't a toy?
No, they don't know. That's the
we're right.
Right.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we're assuming if they somehow proved and the NBA knew, well, it was a toy, but we're still suspended. So we agree.
Okay.
I mean, if that's another
thing.
How in the world would you even prove it?
Right, but my issue is, if it was a toy, why would it come out 2 or 3 weeks after the
fact
of someone saying it's a toy?
We agree.
That's my issue. But I'm with you on this one, Rob. I'm with you on this one. Because even if it is a toy, you're making mockery
of
everything that has happened prior to. Right? The conversation that you had with Adam Silver. The suspension from the Memphis Grizzlies. You're making a mockery of it. Like, even the fact that you would even think about that, even the fact that it could be thought of as being real is a problem for me. Yes, I'm with you, Rob.
100%. You have a bigger responsibility when you're an NBA player. You just do.
I hear that part. But for me, it's more about what he had gone through, the conversations that he had with Adam Silver, him, quote-unquote, going to counseling, if that's what you want to call it.
Right.
But just the fact that it could have been taken as a real gun, you just don't put yourself in that situation after being involved in all that you have been involved in.
All right.
I'm alone on my hip.
Chris is the lone wolf. That's okay, Chris.
Oh, yeah, you definitely
you're going to be the lone wolf on this one. Let's talk about the Nuggets. And how impressed were you, Antonio? You know, they lose game two. They get, beat bad in the fourth quarter at home. And they go to Miami with a pressure game. Miami can turn the whole series with a win. And they don't even win. They blow them out and look impressive as heck.
Well, first and foremost, we have to talk
they
about
they got
the
blowed out.
Blew them out.
Yeah, but first we got to talk about the fact that Miami hasn't been that good at home their last three appearances.
Right. Yep. Chris talked about that.
Lost their last
But with all that being said, I tell you what's amazing to me about the finals. And just the NBA playoffs, it's amazing to me how much the narrative changed every game.
Yep.
It's like an overreaction after every single game. And what was most impressive to me about what Denver did is the way they responded to accountability from Mike Malone, right? We constantly hear about, oh, heat culture, and it's valid, and it's warranted. But what Mike Malone did for 48 hours was basically publicly challenge his team about not showing up, not playing hard enough, and not playing with enough effort. We've seen teams get publicly challenged and then fold, right? And what they did is they got publicly challenged by their head coach by not playing hard enough, and their stars led the way. And if you know anything about this league, if your stars lead the way, everybody else will get in line, right? And what Jamal Murray and Nikola Jokic did yesterday is they responded to Mike Malone's criticism the correct way. That, to me, is a championship culture and a championship team.
Antonio, I've said that, you know, if Denver is the more talented team, as was Milwaukee and Boston, but Milwaukee and Boston didn't play as hard and or as smart as Miami, and that's why Miami won, in my opinion. I feel like if Denver plays as hard and as smart, then they should win this series and will win this series.
Well, this is how I felt about this. First and foremost, like, when we look at all of these teams that the Miami Heat have played, they played Milwaukee, right? They played New York, and they also played Boston. And the fact of the matter is, we have to speak facts. Milwaukee wasn't healthy. Right? Giannis Antetokounmpo played in 2.5 of the 5 games. Chris Middleton wasn't healthy. Julius Randle wasn't healthy in the next series versus the Knicks. But the difference is the Boston Celtics and the way that they play, it's a stagnant, isolated offense. That plays into the hands of what Miami is really good at. Jimmy Butler is an excellent individual defender, right? Gabe Vincent is an excellent individual defender, right? So the Denver Nuggets are more talented than the Miami Heat, but the way that the Denver Nuggets talent is distributed is a problem. It's a problem for Miami, because you know what Miami is yet to face? They've yet to face a team with a legitimate post presence.
Right.
So Boston is all perimeter-oriented. New York is a lot of perimeter-oriented. They're not going inside to Isaiah Hartenstein and Mitchell Robinson. You know, Boston's not going inside to Al Horford. That's not happening. You know, and Giannis was out for 2.5 of those games. Brooke Lopez is a spacer. So this is the first time that the Miami Heat have actually had to account for somebody down low that warrants a double team, a legitimate post presence. And now you have a 1A and a 1B because Jamal Murray has been the best guard in the playoffs. He's been the best point guard throughout these playoffs. So it's the way that Denver's talent is distributed along with their offensive flow. It's a bad matchup for Miami.
Antonio, we know the days of, you know, a guy posting up on the block like Shaq or Olajuwon or something like that. Those days are over. But Jokic will back you down when the situation calls for it, right? I believe that Embiid should look at that and add that to his game. And Giannis as well. Giannis might not back you down like that, but he could at least start on the block. Just when they cut off some of your other stuff, or if your jumper's not falling in Embiid's case. Do you agree with that? I mean, I don't think that should be out of the question for those guys to add that to their game.
Yeah, but I think that's also a part of Denver's offensive scheme. Like, that has to be a part of their, like what Jamal Murray said yesterday about today, about their offense, is it's free-flowing. But giving Jokic the space, time, and finding him in his hot spot is a part of Denver being who they are.
Right.
You know, I'm with you. Because I feel like a lot of times with Joel Embiid, it's a direct post-up, it's a hesitation pull-up, or a three-point shot. And I feel like he has so much more in his offensive bag.
Right.
But you have to have an offensive foundation that's built on that. And that's the difference. If you look at Denver, Denver to me is like watching Golden State play. Everything is on reads. They don't do a lot of isolating. They're not giving Jamal Murray the ball like everybody get out of his way and go one-on-one.
Right.
You have to deal with multiple actions, pan downs, cross screen, pistol action, dribble handoff, flare screen, all these other kind of things. And if it's free-flowing, how can you scheme against it when the offense actually doesn't know what they're doing?
Antonio, did people poo-poo the Joker or not? I mean, they knew he won 2 MVPs, but there was a drumbeat out there that people just didn't want him to win another MVP. You know, and I'm not saying that Joel Embiid didn't have a great season either and shouldn't have been considered, but it was if you go back and look at the vote, it's so lopsided. You just wonder to yourself, you know, was there just some – and then, of course, Mark Jackson left him off, and who am I thinking of, Chris?
That was an accident.
Yeah, okay.
It was only Mark. Mark's the only one.
Yeah, he left him off. And who was the guy at ESPN who went on a
– Kendrick Perkins.
Perkins. Went on a
racial thing.
You know, and that was the only reason he was getting winning MVPs or whatever. I just thought there was some backlash to him, and now this – it looks like the people who were down on him or didn't give as much credit don't look the same right now.
But here's the thing. Like, have anybody really given Denver the credit that they deserve all year long?
Oh, no.
Like, would you? No, and that's the thing. So it's not like this is any different. Like, the only team that Denver realistically has been favored against was Minnesota. They weren't favored against Phoenix. They weren't favored against the Lakers, even though they were the best team in the West and were the number one seed coming into the playoffs. So for people to kind of doubt what Jokic has done or doubt this duo, it's because they've never done it at this level. I think that they have changed the perception of all of us, because now we're seeing them do it in the NBA Finals when this team has yet to ever go to the NBA Finals. And that's how basketball works. You know, when you start to play yourself round after round after round and you're still playing at this level, now the perception around you and the narrative that surrounds you is different.
We got about a minute left for your answer. Adam Silver brought up the notion of maybe turning the All-Star game into international All-Stars versus American ones. How would you feel about that?
Anything. I mean, I don't know what you can do to the All-Star game to make people play harder. Like, even if you do that, I'm all for, especially with the All-Star game, I'm all for change. I'm all for changing things up. You know, if that's how it is, that would be very interesting to me.
Yeah.
Because, like, for me now, this will be a topic on our own show. Because I wonder who the 12 Americans would be versus the 12 European players. And how the two teams would actually stack up with each other.
Because you'd be losing a lot of Americans, right? If you only got 12 of them.
Yeah, I mean, you get the 12 best and then the 12 best international. The hope or the thought, Antonio, would be that it would, you know, pride would make the two teams play hard, you know?
Just in an All-Star game. I don't know about that.
I hope so.
I hear you, but shouldn't that make you play hard anyway?
Yes, I would think so. And God knows we haven't seen that. So
No.
All right.
No, and I'm all for change in the All-Star game, though. I'm all for it.
Yeah, it's gotten really bad. All right, that's our man, Antonio Daniels. Great stuff,
and
brother.
Antonio, man, it's good to be on the right side of a conversation, my man. I appreciate
you. How would you guys know?
I want you to know that 7-0.
How would you guys
that's
know?
Now 7-0 if you add me. That's 8-0 against Chris.
Rob's
today.
So excited that he thinks he won an argument, Antonio. Okay. He's so rare.
Yeah, you're a little bit off on this one, Chris. But it's cool.
All right, brother. Thank you. All right. We are going to get into that Team USA versus Team International.
Count me out.
In a minute. Keep it locked. A couple Fox Sports Radio.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Looking for an assist with your credit card, but can't get a hold of anyone? Luckily, with 24/7 U.S.-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yep, you heard that right. You can talk to a real human in customer service anytime. Sounds like a real game changer if you ask us. Make the right call and get the service you deserve with Discover. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/credit card.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
All right, game off. We got to pause here to talk more about Monopoly Go. I know what you're saying. Flag on the play. You've already talked about that, but there is just so much good stuff in this game. In Monopoly Go, you can team up with your friends for timed tournaments where you work together to build each other's boards. The more you win together, the more awesome prizes you unlock. And there's so much to get. Unique stickers you can trade with friends to complete albums for big prizes. Cool new playing pieces to travel the boards with. Hilarious emojis for taunting friends when you smash their buildings or heist their vaults. Plus, Monopoly Go feels new and exciting every day with constantly changing tournaments and challenges. A ton include their unique mini games like Digging for Treasure or a robot pachinko machine. And there's always new timed events that help you win big, like massive multipliers for everything you win or rent frenzies. There's always something fun to discover in Monopoly Go. So get off the bench and go download it now free on Google Play or the App Store. Game on.
All right. It is the iCouple, Chris and Rob, live from the TireRack.com studios. And at the end of your first year, Discover credit cards automatically doubles all the cash back you've earned. That's right. Everything you've earned is doubled. Seriously. See terms and check it out for yourself at discover.com/match. All right. We talked about Adam Silver and his conversation with Dan Patrick, but he spoke to ESPN yesterday before the game three. And one thing he also brought up, I don't know if he talked about this with Dan Patrick, but he brought up the possibility of making the All-Star game, not just East versus West, which it used to be, not just, you know, the two leading vote getters, LeBron and Steph or whoever, get to choose their team, but international players versus American players. And Rob, the hope, the only reason to do that is to, if you think that the pride of representing America versus the world would get guys to play hard. I mean, right? That, like, there's no other reason to do it.
It's an exhibition game. I don't believe that at all.
Well, they used to play hard. And certainly the fourth quarter. And they used to play hard more, you know, for way more than now. I think it would. The international players, a lot of them want to play hard. And I don't know a lot, but Giannis goes out there and wants to play hard. Jokic doesn't fool around, and, you know, that's why he's not very good in the All-Star game or gets picked last, because he goes out there to play and he's not going to be fancy. He's going to do what he does. So I think the international guys would want to play, and you would hope that in and of itself would spark the Americans to want a ball.
Here's the other issue I have with it. I want the best players who are the best in the league. So now there are American players who are good, who are better than some of the European players they're picking because right. they got to fill roster
spots. Well,
it's
not just European either.
Well, I'm just saying, foreign international players. I don't think that's fair. I might be the 13th best player in the league, but I happen to be American. I'm just giving you a number, Chris. I don't know
right,
what the
right. No, I hear you.
And they're going to pick some guy from Turkey or somewhere else because he's international, but I'm better than him, but he's on the All-Star team. I want the best players playing in the All-Star game. I think it's not fair.
Do you really? They're not playing, even to your own admission, but you want them acknowledged as All-Stars. Because, you know, they ain't playing hard, as you said.
Yeah, but
it's not like you're going to get out, oh, we really want to see the best play. They're not playing.
Well, but maybe they have a clause in their contract to be an All-Star.
No, that's the honor.
There's all kinds of stuff that also right,
and I agree.
When it's time for my career at the end, and they're looking at the Hall of Fame, Rob only made the All Star team 8 times, but 4 times I didn't make it because they were doing that international BS.
I lost four All-Stars, and I think that's legitimate. But here's two things I would say about that. One, you could theoretically just have them pick the All-Star team like as always, but that's not necessarily the game. The game is a separate group, and if you have to add a few international guys to make it a game, you take the 12 best American vote-getters and they play. That's one way you could do it, so you still get the honor of being an All-Star if you deserve it. The second thing I'd say is it's always been skewed, Rob. You know, because what if I'm in the West and they got way more guards? Like, there are a lot of players that, because of the conference they're in, like, if they were in the other conference, Jamal Murray, he's never made an All-Star game. If he was in the East, it's a good chance he would have. You know, like, you've always had that situation as well, how guys get, you know, screwed out of it because they're in the deeper conference or something like that. So that's always been the case. I hear you, because the honor is legitimate, and it does lead to how we look at players.
It's a big deal, right? Yeah.
Right. So that's why I think maybe, because now you pick the players based on the conference, but they still get chosen. You know, they don't play that game that way. They still get picked by, you know what I mean, by the captains. So, I mean, you could finagle with it, but I agree. That is a legitimate issue.
Hey, Rob,
because
G,
the All-Star game is important.
You have
All-Star honors.
Yeah, it's a big deal, Rob.
But
G,
I want to see it.
Hypothetical, Chris, right?
Hypothetical, five on five, quickly.
In here we go, Chris.
The team world, Giannis, Jokic, Embiid, Luka, Jamal Murray versus Team USA, Steph, Tatum, KD, LeBron, Anthony Davis.
I think the international team
is better.
Is better.
Yep.
I mean,
Chris, look, you're anti-American.
So anti-American.
No,
I know.
I mean, do you said the same thing?
Well,
I'm just saying.
We're piling
Let's
on you
pick
today.
It up, guys.
We're piling on you today. That's
Let's
all.
Pick it up. We got an hour left. Keep it locked.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World? Like, hey, we came to play. Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the tree of life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.